Hello.
Sorry?
Yeah, alright.
What are you up to?
Oh, just over lasagna. Lovely. Overcooked it.
Have you, I've had an idea.
Oh, go on then.
Do you know what a podcast is?
A podcast? I know what a blog is.
Same thing, but audio really, audio only. Well, a vlog is video.
I've heard of it.
Right. Well, you know, I mentioned to you about this idea that with our communications technology, maybe we can govern ourselves better.
Yeah.
Maybe. We're not discussing it because I'll come on to the next point. I think we should have a discussion about it.
Great.
But not on Earth, like we were saying before about an invented place, but as if you were colonizing Mars. Because for various reasons, we're not talking about it. We'll record the conversation.
Mars?
Hang on. We'll record the conversation, we'll video the conversation, and we will put it online and see what happens, because I think it'd be quite good.
Video the conversation?
Yes. There's only one thing. You can't swear, mate. You cannot
what?
Swear. You can't swear.
Huge. The only person who makes me swear is Jesus Christ. The only person who makes me. I'm going.
I see you Saturday.
So what's the plan? Well, you asked me to think about what rules and regulations and how we're going to govern.
This is our year. Is, correct me if I'm wrong.
Don't matter.
We had the idea that.
You had the idea.
I did it. Thank you. That with the current technology and communication technology that we got. Yeah. That maybe we could be governing ourselves in a better way than what we currently have, i.e. MPs and the government system as it is now.
Smarter government via the use of IT.
Is there a better way, was the question.
Is there a better way?
Right.
And I said, I quoted, like everybody does, Churchill very badly, democracy isn't very good, but it's better than anything else. Something like that.
So the question is, does it work? Can we imagine a case where we can see if it would work? So you got an idea of, well, if we were going to do it like a thought experiment, if that's the right word for it, there was a new state going to be created, I think like Israel type situation, but not like that, but a new state being created, and we got a lead into it, and the idea is that they work out how they're going to govern themselves.
And you said, how about Mars?
We don't have to do what you said, I said, this thing, right? But that wouldn't work because it's not very realistic on the ground, on Earth, because it just wouldn't.
We are what we are.
However, colonization of a planet is a different kettle of fish.
Yeah.
So, and Mars being, I don't know, people think of Mars as the first place going to be colonized. That could not, it probably is.
After the moon.
Yes. So, it actually seemed quite a plausible thing to do. So, we're going to discuss the various elements of the various things that are needed to govern a society. So we're going to discuss, we're going to Mars in 5 years time, for example. And we're going to look at how we would want to govern it, knowing what we know now and the technology we've got now.
Let me put it another way. We're two different generations looking at something that's probably going to happen in a minimum of two more generations' time. So we're just having to base it on our current experience, me going back years, you where you are, looking ahead to what two generations hence could achieve.
Okay. Let's say, hypothetically speaking, it's going to be 50 people established in this new state, hypothetically speaking. whatever we think we're going to put in needs to not only work for 50 people, but for 100 years down the line when there's millions in that state on Mars, yeah, needs to work for them as well with minor changes. Or hopefully it will work for them, yeah. Because what might work for the minority won't work for the majority. But we were talking about where we start. Like where we start, we can look at, well, how does government make decisions? How does, you know, local government decisions? How are people elected? This, that, and the other. So we were talking about, I think we said we were going to look at the voting process. Look at the current voting process. How would we want to vote people in on Mars? How would we do it with the communication technology we've got now? But instead of the voting process, what about looking at the entire electoral process? So the first thing we'd need to do, before you can get there, is decide who's going to lead us.
Surely. Right. I did do some thinking and I made some notes. And my first note...
What are we looking at? What aspect are we looking at? We're going to choose an aspect.
We're sending a whole bunch of people out to Mars. Okay? So that's the start. But before that, there've got to be some rules before they even get there.
They've got to be what?
Some rules before they even get there.
Okay.
So my first one, for me, I have a bunch of things I thought of, is who sets the rules before Mars is colonised.
So we need to decide...
Hang on. Is it the failed Earth community that sets the rules? Because, I'll give you an example, America, the USA, right? It didn't create its own democracy and its own rules. It nicked them from all over, especially Britain. So it started off, it didn't start off with a blank sheet of paper. It was already being influenced by the French,
The
British.
But it couldn't. It was going on to something. It wasn't a blank piece of paper.
It wasn't a blank piece of paper. So are we setting out from a blank piece of paper? And if we are, who's going to start writing on that blank piece of paper?
This is the situation. This is what we're doing. This is the project. So let's not think of it like as thinking about could this work. This is So this is the plan. We are two people. Yeah, part of a wider group who are part of the colonization of Mars in, I don't know, 10 years time. Yeah.
No, two generations.
Whatever. 50 years time, whatever, right?
I won't be around.
It doesn't matter if it's tomorrow or 50 years time, right? Point is, we've got time, as much as we need, to try and work out how are we going to live there, what we're going to do, how are we going to govern ourselves? Does the current system work? What's the current system going to be there? It's blank. So when you say, is it a blank sheet of paper? The fact is, we're going to Mars. There's no one on Mars. There's no life forms on Mars. Arguably, right? That's where we're going. So we don't have to worry about native Indians, for example, native cultures, yeah? We go in there, we will have all the technology available as we have now.
There could be little green men. Could be.
And we can decide how we want to run ourselves.
Yeah, but I am being pedantic on this one point. Who is going to set up those rules before they get there? Now, if you said to me, it's going to be politicians, I'd say no. If you're a politician, you're in Britain or anywhere else in the world, you are not involved in the process. And I made a note here. It's got to be philosophers, scientists, all the professionals, but not politicians who think about this.
Right.
So the politicians are out of it. No politics.
We need a leader.
Not until you've worked out how you're going to manage yourselves.
Okay. So we're on body, 50 of us. Right, 50 of us.
Yeah.
So so there we go. How are we going to decide? How are we going to decide what rules are going to have? How do we decide that?
Well, seeing as this is our first time around, I'd say this is where we do look at, from a limited experience that I have, in computerisation. We make use of current, artificial intelligence, to guide us. Because the artificial intelligence, presumably, A, it doesn't tell any lies like politicians do, because they have to. B, it can't be swayed. Yeah? At sea, it's recorded for all time. You can't change it.
Alright, so there's 50 of us, okay? So, the question is, how are we going to decide? How are we going to make rules? Yeah? How are we going to make, not what rules are we going to make, how are we going to make rules before we get there? What do we need to put in place before we arrive? Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Right, so if there's 50 of us, honestly, we don't even need technology at the moment in time. But it'd be.
Probably do.
Right, for this question, it can be. Okay. What rules? Each person gets asked. What? How do you think we should decide on rules before we get there?
There's a. I'm sounding negative, I don't mean to, but there is a problem I thought of as well. The first tranche of people going out there, by implication, will be astronauts. They will be the top 1% of intelligent people in the world. They will be the most intelligent. However, as time progresses, as the population expands, that mean intelligence is going to drop down to, presumably, in years to come, around about where we are now, where we have some people who aren't as intelligent and some people who are still as intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
So just relying on that one small group as being, well, they can sort it out, they're all bright people. Well, no, you've got to allow for the fact that over time,
mm-hmm.
there are going to be an awful lot of people who are going to need an awful lot more explaining.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So that has to, you can't just design it for the first lot that went out there. You've got to design it for millions, that it works for millions.
Yeah. The 50 people who are out there are not necessarily going to be the top 1%.
Just saying.
Because the astronauts...
Well, they are. By implication, they are.
Why by implication?
Well, look, every astronaut that's been up has a degree and a doctorate and all sorts. Now, every single astronaut.
No, that's changed.
So to send that group out,
mm-hmm.
they're going to have to... they're all going to have to be trained in some sort of form of science or something, aren't they? So it's going to drop over time.
Think about this. And this is hypothetical. In 2 years' time, there's going to be the facility, i.e. Blue Abyss, yeah?
Yep.
Where you, as Joe Bloggs, can pay money to train and qualify as an astronaut.
Yep.
Okay, so think about that for this one. So it won't now then be... And that you can do that now in certain places, like in Russia you can do it, but it costs a hell of a lot of money, and not many people can do it, and it's in very, very specific circumstances that can happen. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, that'll change. You know, I mean, with the commercialisation of the space industry and space tourism and all this, so that is changing, okay? So that's the first point. There's going to be more people that are going to be able to qualify to be able to go up into space. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That itself brings down the average IQ of people who can go, who have the ability to go, right? My second point is, the colonisation of Mars will not be a cheap project, but it won't be a cheap mission. Okay, so, would there, down the line, be the opportunity or the influence on that project, where if someone, Mr. Billionaire, came in, I paid enough money to go and train and say, I'll fund part of the project, I want to be one of those 50 going up there. Be part of it. Yeah? So all of a sudden, you haven't got necessarily degree, doctorate, or highly intelligent people with the relevant qualifications to go up. You've got a mixed match bunch.
I wasn't being demeaning when I started talking about intelligence. But we have to face facts that there is an average intelligence in the human race. And that's what we need to think about.
So then
we do genuinely need to think about that. That we need to design it for the average person.
Okay.
Not somebody of a low IQ or a high IQ.
So
the average.
So for that then, if on the first 50, or however many that first batch of people going up are, should they be from a cross section of from a cross section of society, provided with the equipment and logistics to be able to set up what they need to on Mars and with the training.
No, it doesn't work like that, in my experience.
Of colonising planets?
No. No, it doesn't work like that. I'm trying to avoid the word Brexit, okay? Let's just look at the way democracy works. Democracy,
mm-hmm.
or any political concept, works by being able to speak across every level of society.
Yeah, that's the recording. Go on, keep going.
You've got to be able to speak to every level of society.
Mm-hmm.
And when you suddenly have millions of that society, you do start to get a consensus that's not based on I think it's not based on who's the most intelligent, who's the least intelligent, but it's a general feeling. It's a feeling that's generated amongst discussion and everything else. And I can't explain it very well, but that you build up a consensus generally on the way things should go. And in a democratic world, it's more or less the way it keeps going on down the middle, because nobody wants really to be totally one side, totally the other. You always end up somewhere down the middle. And that's not formed by a particular group of intelligent people or a particular group of intelligent. It's a mixture of the whole thing, bringing it all together. I'm not explaining it very well. But the more you have, the more of a consensus you get. The more of a consensus, I think.
Are we going to say, and I think for the purpose of this thought experiment, right, if that's the right term, that we should decide on, just commit to one or the other. Are we going to go with the top end intellectuals, brainy people, all 50, the first tranche to go up, Or are we going to say a cross section of society? Builders, labourers, accountants, teachers, unskilled workers, maybe even unemployed, managers, CEOs, politicians. Are we going to say across
section of society? No politicians.
Across section of society or top tier? Because if we're talking about how we're going to govern it, and those, when we say across section of society, they're the people that are going to be involved in this. How do we govern? Hang on. How do we govern Mars when we get there? They're going to evolve before we get there. Okay, so they're involved. They will be involved in this process. Yeah, they are the decision makers. They're going there. Okay, we're the 50 are going. We need to decide how we're going to govern ourselves. Is it better that 50 planet-sized brains make the decisions? We don't necessarily have the best grasp on reality as across of society. That's true.
Right. Okay. Well, you've hit on something. Animal Farm. Are you ready?
No.
No. Right. You should read it. And then we can come back to this, but you should read that first. And for the life of me, I cannot remember who wrote it.
Orson Welles.
No, not Orson.
It's Orson Welles, Dad.
It wasn't Orson Welles.
Orson Welles.
Animal Farm. Animal Farm. Animal Farm.
Orson Welles or Animal Farm.
Yeah.
It was Orson Welles.
Orson Welles was a director, an actor, an occasional
it was
writer.
Well,
it was George Orwell, I think.
Ah, George Orwell. Same horse. Orwell. Orson.
I'm not going to swear. I'm not going to swear.
Same horse, different jockey.
I am not going to swear.
Thing.
Hugh.
Fuck off. George Orwell.
Right. Animal Farm. Okay. Is a perfect example. I think, if you just take it from the point of view of a small group of things,
it's a parody of
yeah, but it's more than that. It is absolutely typical, I think, what you could end up with on Mars.
Well, explain what Animal Farm is.
because it's the...
No, explain what Animal Farm, the book, is about. Like, from, because people want to read it, though. I haven't read it.
What do you,
I'm not sure. I just know.
Well, there you are. There we are. People need to read Animal Farm.
What's it about?
It identifies several flaws in democracy, is what it does.
It's a parody, isn't it? So, yes. Like, aren't the aristocrats pigs in it or something like that?
It shows what happens when you have, when you allow class society to exist, classes to exist in society. But what more it shows is how it's within the human beings, and in this case they use animals, but human beings, the way we are, our natural instinct is to be better than anybody else, is to climb over each other's backs to get to the top. And that's what it's all about. And that's what you're up against in democracy.
The survival of the fittest, Darwin. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't the case.
Absolutely.
It depends how you go about it.
Absolutely. But when there is no need, i.e. communism, that doesn't work either. Yeah? It's been proved. And
so
democracy doesn't work.
Is Animal Farm about democracy then?
It's about the failures of the human race. Oh. That's what it's about. Probably. Oh. But the beauty of it is it takes animals, pigs and horses and all sorts of things, and drops them into the substructure of this culture that exists on the farm. And I think people should read it. And then for the purposes of this discussion and planning, you'll understand, or it makes it easier, certainly made it easier for me when I thought back on reading it years and years and years ago. It makes me understand the problems you're up against by sending a small group of people at first, a small group out to somewhere, and then expanding. Because by implication, I could use an analogy about you going out where you went. You were the first lot out there. When you came back, you were the boys, we've been out there. Oh, you want to know how to come and talk to us? So the people that go out to Mars first, everybody's naturally, is going to look up to them. And they're going to want naturally to tell them this is the way we do things here.
No, because what you're...
But that's Animal Farm, you have to...
Exactly. So, end of story. What you're assuming to be the colony is going to be like is based on what has been passed. We're not
nope.
saying that.
No,
so,
I'm basing all my thoughts on the way the human race is.
No.
That's what you're up against.
No, but
You're not up against hot weather out there, and you're up against radiology and you know, and all that sort of stuff. You're actually up against the human race.
So listen. But we've got the tools. We have to learn it. That and just we go. Listen to this, right?
Yep.
So we decide. I'm not saying this would work or wouldn't. Okay. We decide that first off, we need to elect a leader before we even get there, or a spoke. I'll say that differently. A spokesperson. Yeah. Or someone, but yeah, a spokesperson, right? Because we're a new body of people. We're the Martians, yeah. So listen, we decided, okay, we're going to vote for this by 50 of us. We've lived together for 2 years training for going up there, okay. And after a period of time, we get to know each other. We're gonna have a morning where you're gonna flip your phone on. I've got the phones, and your phone will not let you do anything until you voted for who you think out of the people you know in our little group of 50 people, bear with me, will be the best spokesperson for as the future Martians. Okay?
You are jumping on the deep end.
I know, but I'm just trying to...
Why do you need a leader? Why do you need a leader?
I didn't say that, so I said spokesperson. That's why I changed my words. Okay?
Same thing.
Dad.
Same thing. It's all about egos.
Dad.
Back
Dad.
To the human race.
Dad.
Egos. Oh, I'm the spokesperson. Can't do it like that here.
No.
Won't work.
No.
My opinion.
If you let me finish, I will show you why I'm talking about it, right?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Okay, so we say, yeah, I reckon this person, yeah? And it goes up the scale saying you end up with one person, yeah, which gets the most votes, okay?
Yeah.
By a process.
And he wants to pay more, because he's a spokesperson.
Dad, be quiet, listen to me a minute, okay?
Yes, sir.
So we decided on the spokesperson stroke leader, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And we decide in the process where any decisions that need to be made, so let's say anytime you think, oh, I'm Joe Bloggs, right? We've got a spokesperson or leader or the appointed person of our colony, okay? and we say, and we make a decision that, okay, any decision you think should happen, like, hang on a minute, why am I only getting X amount of water that we make on a plant in the colony for my little agricultural, for my little plot in my dome on Mars for making the potatoes that we all need? I need more water. I think I should have more water and they should have less. So I put in my app, analogy, whatever, put in there, I think we should have more water. More water should be my plan, right? Now, everyone is alerted to that. It's a decision that a whole society needs to make something. So, this is a decision needs to be made by the whole society.
So where does a spokesperson
hang on? I'll get there. Voted on. Goes up, okay? Gets voted on and the decision's made. Because, let's say you've got an odd number of people, okay? In fact, half the odd number of people, yeah? Or, 50% vote yes, there should be more of that section. 50% vote no. The spokesperson has the final say. Or it goes either way, okay? So the decision's made, it's either yes or no. Yeah? And that happens, okay? By default. There's no one decides, there's no influence. One person raises the question, or the request. Everyone else answers, okay? And they've got to answer within 2 hours of it. Minimal time for influence, minimal time for discrimination, minimal time for lobbying or less. You can't have it, okay? Where the spokesperson comes into it is interaction with other entities. Interaction with other countries. On Earth, back to Earth, this, that, and the other. Yeah? Martians. Yeah? Colony. Africa, or the President of the United States, feels that we should be involved in his new space defense program. They're training space marines up, and they would like to have accommodation here on the planet where they can stay and they can react quickly to any any threats to US democracy and freedom on Earth. That's the question. That's the request. Yeah? It goes to the people. It goes in the app. Your phone flash. You can't even use your phone to submit the question. President Trump, or whoever it is at the time, wants this, doesn't it? Everyone has to answer. There's no influence. It's just a spokesperson. Okay? So then everyone answers, clicks yes or no. No, I don't want that. Yes, I don't want that. Or I want more information. Yeah? The answer. Spokesperson gets it. Okay. 70% of people say no. Well, that's it. So President Trump, you voted no. Within 2 hours, you've got an answer. So where you're talking about a leader wants more power, you're eliminating everything between. There is no power. Spokesperson, representative, that's it. Because
you're asking... The problem with that is you're asking everybody to be, in effect, a member of the parliament.
Yes. And I remember, which is a democracy.
Let me finish now. If every member of the society is a member of public, they're going to spend the whole bloody time voting. Can't have that.
What, how do you do that?
Because you come up with some ridiculous idea about water. Mm-hmm. I come up with some ridiculous idea about I want my path wider. And then somebody else comes up with another idea about how, well, there's too many vehicles on the road. We want to put less vehicles on the road. And all the time you're voting on things.
Right.
You just tie society up in voting. And then everybody gets tired of voting and half the population say, can't be bothered to vote. And then you're down to a small group who can be bothered to vote, and you're back to politics.
But only, depending on what the request is and what it affects, depends on how many people have to vote.
Ah, yes. Who decides that?
Well, I'll tell you, let's say, for example, you want your road wider. Yeah? You want your road wider. Yeah. You want your road wider.
Well, only the so you're into a constitution now.
How are we?
Well, that's what a constitution is. So only the ground rules for how you manage
only
society.
Only the people it affects directly get to vote on it.
Well, that's a bit unfair.
Why is it?
Well, you disenfranchise the rest of the community.
How?
Because you don't know what the implications are further on down the line.
Well, you do, because...
No, I like my road wider, and then in 1,000 years, that road's nice and wide, but they haven't got room for houses.
Ah, well, but we don't know the future. So how can any decision be made, ever?
Well, it does help if you think about the future, the implications of what you're doing.
We shouldn't go to Mars and colonise it, because who knows what's going to happen in 200 years' time?
Yeah, but you can't stop thinking about it. You're saying you
can't make a decision based on not knowing the future.
We all do. We all make decisions based on what we think the future might lead and what the implications of what we're doing. Okay. We all do it.
Yeah.
So don't say we shouldn't be doing it. Of course we do. You've got to think about the implications.
But you just said you can't ask for your old wider, only include the people that involves now directly.
No, of course you can't.
It might involve others down the line.
Yes, exactly.
Right, so how can you make any decision if you can base it on that?
Because you think about what the implications are further on down the line, which means you involve everybody.
That's what I'm saying, you involve everybody. Yeah. So look, you want your old wider, yeah? Mm. You obviously have thought about the future, and maybe you're selfish.
Well, no, I'm just thinking about me. I'm on that road wider.
And you want it wider because it's something that it will affect you in the future, and that's why you want it wider.
No, I just want the road wider now so I can drive my cart down it.
Because you need a wider road
now,
to drive your cart down.
Now. I want that road wider now. And everybody else says, no, you can't have it that wide. You can have it another foot wide because we're not sure how many houses we're going to need in 30 years' time.
So
I don't give a shit about 30 years' time. I want that road wider now.
But then...
It's called planning.
But the majority of people, see, you just argued my own case for yourself, okay?
No.
Hang on, a question.
You can't leave it to a minority to decide.
Wait, it's not a minority, Doug. Listen, wait, okay? There are, in this postcode, I don't know, thousands of people in this postcode, okay?
Well, this one here.
No, I'm talking about the first four letters of your postcode, first four letters, right? Thousands of people. Yeah? Thousands, okay? You want your road wider. Let's see, everything has postcodes involved, because they're most likely to be directly involved. And you could argue down the line, in 10, 50 years' time, there would be the artificial intelligence that would be able to assess who should be involved in it, in the decision, okay? So, there are thousands of people. You're one person raising concern, okay? Everyone, when they look at that question, is thinking about how that would impact them or anything else. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So you would get an answer based on what benefits the majority.
Yeah, but 5 minutes ago you were saying it was just a small group of people who were affected should get the vote, and I was saying...
Well, it's relatively speaking. You were talking about the street.
No.
It's relatively speaking.
No, because if we make a decision here in SA,
mm-hmm.
SA 10,
mm-hmm.
it could have implications for SA 9.
How's the decision made now?
Would you involve everybody?
Explain to me how it's done.
Well, you go currently under our democratic system.
Yeah.
You go to your local authority
yeah.
and you say, and they issue a planning notice saying
yeah.
somebody wants to do this.
Yeah.
Are there any objections?
How long does that take?
Well, is it up to
it's up
to 15 months.
So just 2 seconds.
Yeah.
So someone says, I want to widen the road.
Yep.
Yeah. What happens then is that information is presented to everyone. To raise an objection? Yes?
Mm.
Right. So, to get from there, Dad, someone raise an request to everyone who should be involved with it,
yep.
being told of the information.
Yep.
Yeah?
Yep.
The only difference between what I'm saying and what you're saying is, mine's instant. Everyone gets notified. Yours takes 15 months. And in that 15 months, so I go to local council, say I'm riding the road. Local council has his own names and objectives. Maybe he's got a slice of the pie in a construction
yep.
company.
Yeah.
Maybe, yep. alright? And then he voiced it to someone else, and an engineer from him comes across and sits a bit of money and says, if you try and push yourself and influence people, then you need to lobby some of the rest of it, okay?
Yeah.
You've got 15 months,
yep.
everyone to get the information,
yep.
say yay or nay, and raise an objection.
Yep.
With my, the way I'm saying to do it, or I'm suggesting it could be done, I'm not saying it will work, is I raise a request, I want to widen my road, I put a request in. Yeah, it meets a set of criteria. It's not spam. It's not rubbish, which is automatically assessed. And it gets fired out to everyone that the system assesses should be involved. My phone flashes up. Such as someone wants to widen his road. Given it's you have 24 hours to think about it and put your answer in. All right, you go in the same process. Minimal influence, personal influence, bribing. Minimum, 24 hours. How does it affect me? Well, if you widen this road, actually that would help me, because that would be da 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 da. Or actually, if you widen this road, we're going to probably get more traffic down trucks. Nah, I don't want that, no.
Yeah, but you're relying on everybody knowing everything, the answers to it, or the information
mm-hmm.
they require,
mm-hmm.
on every single question they're going to be asked. And that's not going to happen.
Why in your process you said, which is exactly the same process, where everyone gets given or provided the information, in fact they're not providing the information, they put pictures on lamp information lampposts, planning notice. You have 28 minutes to eject. How many people walk past those notices, right? Yeah. Right. Give them the opportunity to look at it, the opportunity to the opportunity to maybe pass by the information and see it. Yeah? In reality, they don't, right? But everyone has the opportunity to vote. The downside of it is, minimum people know about it and have the opportunity and do vote.
I tell you what happens on that little notice that you see on the lamppost, it actually doesn't tell you what they intend to do. You've got to go. You've got to go to your local government to look at the plans.
So how can it be a negative impact if everyone should know about it?
I'm not saying that. I'm sorry. I'm being negative. I'm putting up the difficulties to be overcome. That's a better way of putting it.
I don't see the difficulty.
Well, there is a difficulty. You're assuming that everybody's got time to learn about everything so they can make an informed decision.
It's not about learning everything. It's not about learning everything, okay? This is the question. This should always be the question when you're voting. It should always be the question, right? This is what it should be. This is the issue, okay? It should be, I'm making a decision based on how it affects me and my concerns. Yeah? Yes? If we can reduce the amount of influence that is made on me by external parties who have ulterior motives, okay, to sway my decision away from what really, really affects me, then it skews the opinion.
So who's thinking about the future of mankind on Mars? Because everybody's just making a decision based on what they want to do at that point, whether they think what that person wants to do, does it affect me? No, I couldn't care less. Carry on, mate. Who's making the decision thinking, well, in 100 years' time, we're not going to have 50 people here, we're probably going to have 2 million?
Yeah.
And that decision has been made now that he wants to incorporate that bit of land into his bit of land. Yes, all right, nobody's using it. Who knows what's going to happen down the line? Nobody knows. Somebody has to be thinking about that. Who thinks about that?
Who does it now? Who thinks about it now?
The government. Theoretically.
What's the problem with that?
Well,
it's corrupt.
But that's what. But it's a fact that it's going to happen. You've got to think about this. You've got to plan.
It can't happen. How can, if you have to make a decision straight away, how can there be that corruption? How can there be? There would be on a very small level.
I was thinking about
them wanting to widen the road.
You can design corruption out. What you have to do is think about the implications of decision making.
Mm-hmm.
You could separate both out. Corruption is a manageable thing. What you have to think about is the processes and where do you bring altruism into it? Because
altruism. Remind me what that means.
I can't remember. I'm tired. Where thinking of the greater good for the purposes of the greater good,
yeah,
with no benefit to yourself.
Right, so some people do, some people don't.
But who? You have to have people thinking about that.
Yeah, and
so who's going to do that?
If you've got everyone in the society voting, so everyone, listen, what I'm talking about is everyone having a vote on something based on what they think, yeah? Which is what it's based on now. But the difference is, yeah, you have media bodies, you have... Well, yeah, there we go. You have media, which sway one way, sway the left, sway the right. Very, very centralist, yeah. But they are aiming to sway people's votes one way or another on all sorts of decisions. So straight away, and they mispresent information.
Ah.
Right. How can that be done if the information is presented to you directly from the person who raised it, yeah? And your decision... it's based on that information alone, and with a very short a space of time.
That's where you bring science into it.
Go on.
Currently, remarkably, from what I understand of it, about 99% of science is carried out almost altruistically, back to that word.
It's
to the benefit of mankind. I did say what I meant. It's to the benefit of mankind with other benefits.
Yeah.
Yeah, material benefits, but ultimately it's because we want to know. Yeah. So there's a there's an inbuilt honour within that that politicians, by their very nature, don't have, aren't allowed to have.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that do have get shot down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're too honest. So if you can, build your processes around the principles of science, where there is honesty, by using artificial intelligence, so you want to know a fact, you can check the fact by going to the scientist. The only danger is that the scientists inevitably will only think about their particular bent, if you like, their particular outlook on things, and won't understand the social aspects, or may not.
Well, no. Science, no, no. You talk about the classical sciences, is it? You know, your physics, your biology. That's fact, mate. That's fact. It's not.
Well,
that's like science. It's not their own. Well, my own outlook is I reckon water is a liquid and ice is a solid. I think. No, it's a fact. That's what science is. And they have to disprove it.
Well, there's lots of quotes around. There's loads of quotes around about what science is.
2 seconds, let me just share these. Oh, still going strong.
Yeah, go on. One that springs to mind, somebody said, don't know who it was, science is the proving of theory.
Yeah.
Which is great. So they think something that happens, or think this, and, well, how do we prove it? That's science.
Yeah, but by eliminating all the other possibilities.
I need a break. Tired.
Well, we can finish it off. So, are we going to say that the 50 people...
Oh, no, we're
This is... We're not saying this right or wrong. We're not saying it should be or shouldn't be. But in order to progress, let's commit to... We can change it down the line. We can commit to... Are we going to say 50 people... should be from a cross-section of society, and if so, the next session could be, well, how do we choose those people, okay? So should it be from a cross-section of society, or should we choose 50 leading minds in whatever fields? Cross-section or ninjas?
It's got to be ninjas first.
What?
It's got to be the best we can put out there. The best 50 we can put out there. The best, the top 50 we can put out there.
Di won't be happy. Di is expecting to go. I told Di he's going to Mars.
The best
50... Jay would be happy, because he told him he couldn't bring his BMW. And he said, how much is fuel?
Well, we're not sending any... can you imagine if somebody with OCD being out there? It'd be a nightmare.
Yeah.
He wouldn't last long. Or she. Come for that. No, you've got to start off with sending the best people to deliver... for the next lot coming out.
Okay.
Right. And then you expand from there out.
So
there is at some point where you're gonna yeah, no, I'd say the best 50. And no spokesperson. No spokesperson.
Okay.
Because those 50, they can deal with it absolutely democratically. They can take a vote.
Okay.
Because by implication, they're all highly educated, they're all highly trained, they're all the best in the field they could possibly be. So if they're going to screw it up, what hope is there for the rest?
You wouldn't actually need it. But going back on what I said, you wouldn't actually need a spokesperson.
Oh, thank you. That's what I said an hour ago.
Because to interact with other entities, you could go. Listen. Hang on. We could, those 50 people.
That's what I said.
Hang on. Those 50 people are chosen, and then they go into isolation, whatever, right? And then the only way they communicate with is electronically.
Yes. You don't need.
So 50 ninjas.
Yes.
No spokesperson.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm nearly home. I think that went well. I quite enjoyed it.
Oh, good. I'm happy for you.
Well, I'll stick. Give me a couple of days. I'll stick it online with it. Chips fall in me, and well done for only squaring once. I was quite impressed.
I didn't swear, did I?
Yeah, you did. You swore at me.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you can take that out,
man.
Take it out. I'll edit it, whatever
the hell
you do.
Well, yeah, but it's a bleep, isn't it? It's a bleep in the middle. It's a pain in the backside. Anyway, right, we'll have to do another one. Well, I say do another one soon. Let's see, I don't know, see what kind of interest I get. Anyway.
When do I get to see this thing?
You won't see it. You won't, you're too vain. We said 50 ninjas. Academic types, brains. You said no politicians. I disagree. And something else. Oh, no leader.
Yeah, there was another group as well as politicians I wanted to get rid of.
You can't get rid of the English, mate. You can't get rid of the English. Right, I gotta go. I'll speak to you in a bit.
Yeah, all right. Take care. Bye.